Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3422 BN. Today's date is August 8th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Biden Never Ended His Campaign, All Roads Lead to Obama, Final Battle. You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries, yet shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to threeharmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, threeharmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at threeharmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that all roads, they're going to lead to Obama. And you can see at this point, the DNC is now approaching. Trump decided to do a press conference while Kamala has done no press conferences. Actually, you see what he just did there. He wanted to show the people, look, I'm ready to take questions. I can stand up here for over an hour. I can take questions. Not a big deal. And where is Kamala? Has she done any interviews? Has she done a press conference? Has she gone off script? Trump went completely off script. He showed the world that he is able to do this. Of course, we know he can do this. He was president of the United States. He's the commander in chief. But he just showed up Kamala right now. But the other thing that's very, very interesting is that we come to find out, and we've known this because Trump has been sending us messages about Biden might be crashing the DNC. Now we have Scavino letting us know that Biden might crash the DNC. And we come to find out that Biden never ended his campaign. Actually, when you look at the presidential IDs, these are the IDs that they use when they're running for president or vice president, we could see that Kamala is using his. Why? Because they want the war chest. If they don't use his, they don't get the money. So that's very interesting, but that means that Biden didn't actually end his campaign. You know, he put out the Obama administration, they put out that fraudulent letter. It wasn't on letterhead. It wasn't Biden's signature. So this is very, very interesting. So this opens up a lot of new things now as we go into the time period of the DNC. Because once again, what happens during this period of time? And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're calling attention to all of this. And I do believe Scavino might have sent us a message of where all of this is leading to. And we can see that everything that Trump has talked about from the very, very beginning, if Biden gets in, there's going to be open borders. We're going to see people come to this country like we've never seen before. That turned out to be true. If Biden wins the election in 2020, we're going to see an economy that completely and utterly fails and the market's going to crash. So far, the market's come down and the economy is completely and utterly falling apart. When you look at the internals, you can see the internals of the economy and the number of layoffs now in corporations. It is building and building and building. He said if Biden comes into the White House and he wins the election in 2020, we will actually end up in war. Now, think about why he's saying all these things. Well, again, this is their 16-year plan. They tried to do this to Trump. He turned the tables on them and he allowed the deep state players to do what they do best. And now the people, they see the truth. They see and they understand when you cheat an election, when you overthrow the United States government and you overthrow the duly elected president, look what happens to the country. And we are not finished just yet, because I do believe people are going to see a lot more. Now, there's a lot of people that are waking up. Trump put out a message that he has about 75% of the country right now. And most likely he's looking at his internal polls. And I don't believe he would say something if it wasn't true, which means the deep state players, they are panicking over all of this right now because they realize if he has 75% of the country, how in the world are they going to win with the candidates that they have? Because the candidates that they have, do you really think they can pull in the rest of the votes? Or is it just going to get worse for them and more people are going to come to the side of Trump? See, I don't believe these people are going to be able to cheat the way they think they're going to cheat. And this is why Kamala and Walz, I don't believe they're going to make it to the end. Now, they might. That would be incredible because if Trump has 75% of the country right now, this is going to be a very, very easy win. And this is going to be too big to rig. But I do believe Obama, since all roads lead to Obama, all roads lead to Hillary Clinton and the rest, those people that are hiding behind the curtain, I believe that they're going to give it the old Culls try. And when they realize they just can't push this anymore and there is no hope, that's when they'll move to their second part of their plan. And I think Jamie Raskin is already letting everyone know what the other part of the plan is. And Biden, they just gave us a sneak peek to his CBS news broadcast, his interview, and he let us know what's going to happen during the time when Trump wins the election, that it's not going to be a peaceful transfer of power. Now, we know it's not going to be because they want to stay in control. And like we said before, the scenarios that are going to play out are going to be very, very interesting. Number one, they could just delay the elections with a cyber attack. Remember, their plan is to bring us to war. So along the way, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, yes, we're going to see war build up right now. We're already seeing it in the Middle East. I do believe Iran is going to do something very, very soon. They're getting prepared to do it. And I do believe this is going to spread across the globe. So can they make the case that, hey, we were hit by a foreign entity and we can't have the elections? Yes, they can, because the FBI and CISA already came out and let us know. They already started the narrative. They already projected out there that, hey, if the election system is hit, we might have major problems. Now, the other thing they can do is they could just let Trump win and have the cyber attack and say, hey, the foreign entity, it messed up the system. It allowed Trump to win and we have a problem here. So we can't certify the election. You see, no matter which way you look at it, their agenda is to make the Trump supporters angry. Their agenda is to start a civil war. Their agenda is to create chaos. And they would like to then use the 14th Amendment on Trump to kick him out of office and bring us to war all at the same time. Is this going to work? I don't believe so. Now, the other scenario is when they try to delay the election with a cyber attack and we don't trust the system, their system, which is made up of Dominion, Smartmatic, and other systems, and the ballot, you know, feeding into those systems, we could just then use paper. And once again, if we use paper, I do believe Trump is going to show the deep state players, look, I won by a landslide. Now, of course, are they going to agree to this? No, they're going to actually say that he cheated once again. And we don't know how he cheated, but we know he did. Of course, they're going to be telling a big lie. Everything will be reversed this time around. And they will try to make the Trump supporters angry once again. So no matter which way you look at it, they're going to make the Trump supporters angry. Now, of course, do you really think the Trump supporters are going to take to the streets? Do you really think they're going to have chaos all around the entire country? Or is this going to be the Patriot Front group, the neo-Nazis, the communists, Antifa illegals, a lot of these people dressed up as Trump supporters? Do you think they will create the illusion of a civil war to try to get the Trump supporters to join in? I do believe that is their goal. And they will use their foot soldiers to do this, just like they did in January 6th. The Trump supporters weren't climbing up the building, breaking windows, opening up the doors. Remember, this was all done by Antifa, confidential human sources, FBI, and others. They're the ones who created this scenario. They're going to do the same exact thing, but on a much larger scale. Now, think about this. If they're already telling you what's going to happen, this means it was already planned. This means they already have their people in place and they've been orchestrating and practicing and making sure that they can kick this off. Because remember, when you kick something off like this, it's not like it just happens. They plan it for a very, very long time. So they must have been planning already in multiple cities. They have their people in place. And they know how to kick this off. So if they're already talking about it, they have already completed the mission.
and they're just waiting for the right moment and right time. But I do believe in the end, when all said and done, all roads lead to Obama. Because remember, this was Obama who has been conducting and actually carrying out the 16-year plan. I don't believe it's him alone. Yes, there's people above him that are calling the shots. But once again, you could see that all these things that are happening in this country, he is conducting all of it. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they want him front and center for the final battle. So people know who the treasonous person or persons are. And I do believe the people are going to find out. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, it looks like it's getting worse and worse for the Biden family. And we know they're a crime family. We know that they have the 20 shell companies. They've been working with foreign governments. The foreign governments have been paying them, and they've been using their influence to do certain things for these governments. Well, it just turned out that Hunter Biden, he was hired by a Romanian oligarch in an attempt to influence U.S. government agencies, earning around $1 million for work that was structured to avoid political ramifications for Joe Biden, who was the vice president at the time. And this bombshell claim was revealed in court filings tied to the Hunter Biden's federal tax case. And it marks the closest prosecutors have come to tying Biden to his son's overseas business deals. Gabriel, a real estate tycoon, was facing bribery and corruption charges in his home country. In an attempt to avoid the charges, Gabriel hired Hunter Biden and his business associates in late 2015 to help his case. Hunter, however, was concerned that lobbying work might cause political ramifications for his father. So the deal was structured in a way that concealed the true nature of the work he was performing. Prosecutors allege in order to avoid the Foreign Agents Registration Act, Hunter and Gabriel signed an agreement where Hunter's law firm would provide management services to real estate properties in Romania. But that was not actually what Gabriel was paying for. He and Hunter had an oral agreement on what Hunter Biden would actually do, influence U.S. agencies on the tycoon's behalf. The deal was structured to avoid FARA because Hunter was concerned about political ramifications for his father. Under the FARA law, the Justice Department requires any American doing lobbying businesses for a foreign government to register as a foreign agent. So basically, they just decided to go around this law, and Hunter used his influence as the son of the vice president and did work for this foreign oligarch. And this is just one of the things that they have done. Now, Representative James Comer responded to this and said the Biden family's influence peddling schemes in Romania were documented in the GOP oversight bank records memorandum in May 2023. Bank records don't lie. The mainstream media took their marching orders from the Biden White House and turned a blind eye to public corruption. Hey, is that because the fake news is part of the criminal syndicate? Absolutely. That's what you're seeing here. The entire system is one gigantic criminal syndicate, and they protect each other. If the criminal syndicate says, hey, fake news, don't report on this, that's exactly what they do. And this is how their system has been running for a very long time. Now, the people, they're learning the truth. The people, they understand, they see it, they're starting to get it. We're not battling Biden. We're battling a system. It's we, the people, Trump, the military, against this criminal syndicate system that they created in this country. And it's made up of all the agencies that you see out there. It's made up of the local prosecutors, the fake news, Hollywood, corporations, you name it. This is what we, the people, are battling right now. This is one gigantic tyrannical government, the likes of which no one has seen in a very, very long time. And now, the people see it. Now the people get it, that these people, they're not for us. They're against us. They've always been against us. But Trump, he had to bring them out of the shadows, and he needed to show the people, look, they're not for you. They're against you. The D's are starting to learn this. I do believe they're going to learn a lot more as time goes on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that Kamala Harris, she's the border czar. She's running for the presidency. And I do believe that most likely something will happen very, very soon. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, in a stark warning, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency is altering all field offices that Iran or its proxies may try to transport operatives, money, or materials across the southern or northern U.S. borders to conduct a terrorism attack against Americans. So let's think about this for a second. Iranians are going to do this. Didn't they just arrest an Iranian that was actually instructed to assassinate, or he hired people to assassinate Trump? Isn't there a war now building with Iran? Isn't Obama, Hillary Clinton, and others tied to Iran? Didn't Obama send pallets of cash to Iran? Didn't Obama, Hillary Clinton sell uranium one to Russia and Russia gave it to Iran? It seems like everything is now revolving around Obama and Iran. So in this warning, there is a memo. And the memo from the CPP's Office of Field Operations urged agency's personnel to take a heightened posture due to ongoing security threats and suggested that recent coordinated attack from Iran-backed Hezbollah on Israeli children playing in Golan Heights soccer fields raised the distinct threat of a similar attack against the West. The memo also states that the ports of entry should increase their enforcement posture by conducting high visibility operations and hardening measures. The memo also confirms early intelligence that Venezuela-based gang Tren de Aragua has moved extensive assets across the U.S. border to northeastern states, and its members may try to fire weapons on law enforcement. And the memo specifically says and has indicated that the TDA operating in Denver has been given a green light to fire on or attack law enforcement. Now, remember, Kamala Harris is still the VP, the VR, which is the vice resident. She is the border czar. Once again, if anything happens, who is responsible for this? It's not Trump. It's the border czar. So all eyes are going to be on Kamala Harris. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster. And you know that something like this is going to happen. And the timing is very, very interesting. Because once again, if she was just the VR, which is the vice president, and this attack happened, not many people would care. They would say, oh yeah, she's incompetent. We knew this was going to happen. And she needs to do something. But people will be looking at this going, okay, she failed. Now she's running for the presidency. She's still the border czar. Now the focus is completely on her. You can't even unsee it now. The D's cannot unsee it. Because especially when this happens, the D's are going to go, what's going on here? You told us everything was fine. You're supposed to be handling this. Now, of course, they'll try to spin it. But again, this is just going to be a lot worse for them. And people are going to turn on them, especially if there's multiple events. Looks like there is going to be multiple events. So you could see how this is going to play out. And I do believe once this does play out, their entire campaign, well, it's a non-starter. And think about Walt right now. He's getting hit over and over and over. I think he's done here before he even got started. Because think about it. Their campaign and everything that you've seen, it's one gigantic illusion. It's all paid for. It's not real. You can only push it so far. If you do not have the people and you're pretending you have the people, do you really think you're going to be able to pull this off during the election? Absolutely not. So their campaign is going down the tubes. They've shined her up. They polished her up for the DNC. And as soon as this is over, if she makes it that far past the DNC, it's game over for them. I think Obama and others know this, and I do believe they're strategizing to maybe change things up. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the border, not just here in this country, but in other countries, because we can see that Denmark and Sweden and many other countries, they are now starting to actually reintroduce border controls. That's very interesting. Why would that be? Because do they see what's happening out in the UK, soon to be France, Spain, and many other countries? I do believe so. So Visegrad 24 put this out and said, Denmark is considering reintroducing border controls on its border with Sweden due to the gang crime spiraling out of control in its neighboring country. The statement was made by Justice Minister Peter Hummelgaard after three Swedish teenagers were brought to trial in a single week, suspected of perpetrating gang shootings in Denmark, and another two men were caught after a bomb attack in Denmark. Danish police say there is a trend of criminals in Denmark hiring gangsters from Sweden to carry out attacks in their country. Most crossings between Sweden and Denmark take place over the Øresund Bridge, which connects Malmo with Copenhagen. So we could see that the same thing that's happening out in the UK is happening in Sweden, happening in Denmark. Who do you think these gang members are? They're illegals. And you're going to see this happen in France. You're going to see it happen in Spain. Because again, what do the deep state players want? They want civil wars. They want internal fighting in every single country. They want chaos around the world as they start World War III. This is what they're doing right now. This is not just happening because it's happening. The deep state is orchestrating this entire thing. This has been planned out from the very, very beginning. And yes, Trump and the Patriots, they have always known this plan. This is why Trump decided to put everything into motion when he was in the White House for 4 years. This is why he needed the military to actually be activated and allowed to operate on U.S. soil. This is why he's showing the people that as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, that the military will have the ability to be on U.S. soil because we have an invasion. And the invaders are going to start to attack the United States, which means the military will be able to go after these people and round them up. Actually, Trump, when he was giving the speech today during his press conference, he said that we're going to be working with local law enforcement, and local law enforcement already has their names, addresses, and everything. That's very interesting. So when these people decide to riot, which we've already been told they're going to do, is it going to make it a lot easier for all these agencies to round these people up? Yes, because once again, the military can work with the National Guard, the local law enforcement, they can be appointed to round these people up, and all these different agencies can work together to actually round everyone up and deport them, especially if they know who these people are. And I do believe they know who they are. I think they've been tracked for a very, very long time, just like Antifa has been tracked for a very, very long time. Now, once again, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, you know what the deep state's going to do. They need to maintain the narrative. They need control. And it seems like every step of the way, they're losing their control. Remember, they have used many different types of tactics to censor. And you could see out in Europe, they are now using everything that they have to shut the people up. They're threatening them. They're arresting them. They're doing everything to them. But I think in the end, this is all going to fail. We're going to be talking about that in just a sec. But first, remember, we have X and Rumble. They are suing GARM. And GARM was created by the World Federation. It was part of the World Economic Forum project. And now all of a sudden, GARM decided to shut down. The World Federation of Advertisers is shutting down GARM. So is that because Rumble and X decided to sue? Most likely, yes. I guess they didn't want discovery. I guess they didn't want the world knowing what they were doing. Because remember, this was a tactic by where they held back advertisers and they tried to down the different social media platforms. Chris Pavlovsky on X, who is the CEO of Rumble, said, "This is what winning looks like. I will not stop until everything is fixed. Let's go." So right there, you could see their push to sue actually worked. And now they don't have this arm of censoring right now. That has failed. So that means Rumble and X, they can operate now. They will get advertisers now. I don't mean the next day, but it's going to be very, very difficult because what have they done in the past? They have stopped certain advertisers from advertising on these platforms. Now with GARM being dismantled, they're losing part of their censoring machine. And I do believe as time goes on, it's going to fall apart. And as it falls apart, I do believe this is when they're going to have a communication blackout worldwide. And you could see out in Europe, especially the UK, they're already threatening and trying to scare the people in not saying a word. This is how you censor people. You actually have people self-censor themselves because this is what the UK has done. This is what the other countries of Europe has done. They made laws where they said, listen, if we find that you're spewing hate or you're retweeting or doing something that has to do with hate, we can fine you, we can arrest you, we can put you in prison. And right now out in the UK, authorities begin to arrest citizens for social media posts containing inaccurate information. What happens when the government puts out inaccurate information? Do they arrest themselves? Of course they don't, because they just don't want the people telling the truth. And remember when they told you that guns were bad, guns, they're the problem with mass shootings, guns are the problem, it's only guns. Well, you know, once they take away your guns, you know they're going to take away other weapons. Because again, it's not the weapon. They don't want the people to defend themselves. They don't want the people to have the ability to go up against the foot soldiers that they're releasing. And they don't want the people to have the ability to defend themselves against a tyrannical government. So out in Germany, the German police union, they're proposing giving owners of dangerous knives a year's free Netflix if they hand them over. So wait a minute. I thought guns were the problem. So now you're saying knives are the problem. Soon it's going to be clubs, then bricks, then rocks. See, they want you disarmed. It's much, much easier to control a disarmed population, especially when you have the illegals in the country. Those are the foot soldiers of the deep state players. So you can see the truth right now, but you can see the Kamala, Walt, they're following Obama's 16-year plan. What's part of the 16-year plan? Get the weapons away from the people. If they could, they would have people going door to door, breaking into your home, when you're home, if you're not home, and confiscating your weapons. I do believe they're going to get so desperate, they might even try to do this. And the people, when they see this, they're going to see the truth of the matter. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Taylor Swift, she was ready to do a concert in Austria. And I think she was going to do like three huge concerts there. And it looks like there was going to be an attempt to actually have some type of terrorist attack while she was going to have her concerts. Now, this is very interesting, and Taylor Swift did cancel her concert. But what we come to find out is very, very interesting. The ISIS terrorist planning attack on Taylor Swift concert was hired as the security. Now, that is very, very interesting. Now, once again, who hired this individual? Was this part of a CIA op? I do believe most likely it was. It was part of the deep state players. Info Battle Maiden put this out and said, Australian authorities report the main Islamist suspect of the two arrested in a foiled plot to attack Taylor Swift's concert in Vienna confessed to plans to kill as many people as possible outside the concert venue. And the teen suspects arrested for plotting an ISIS-style bloodbath terror attack at one of Taylor Swift's Austrian concerts this week had reportedly just been hired by the venue to work security. The second suspect had only just been employed a few days ago by a company providing services at the venue during the concerts. So that is very, very interesting. And I wouldn't be surprised if the deep state players had a hand in this, because I do believe we're going to see attacks like this across the globe. And I could see already here in this country that there are now warnings that something is going to happen. But I do believe the deep state players, they are prepared and ready to have chaos across the world. And I do believe, even though this one was shut down, you're going to see many, many more. And if you notice, they always like to do it at concerts. I'm talking about the deep state players, because they like everyone trampling over each other. They love chaos. They love all of it. If you look at what happened with Trump when they tried to assassinate him, if you notice, the true patriots, they didn't stampede. They didn't push and scream and yell. They were trying to find who was actually shooting, which is very, very interesting. Now, when you look at what's happening out in Israel and Iran, you can see that there is now a do not fly alert over Iran. It's issued for airlines during an oddly specific night hour. That is very interesting. So the instructions are valid from 1 to 4 GMT or 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern, U.S. Eastern time. So is something about to happen out in the Middle East? It seems like they've been planning this for quite a while, and they're telling everyone, listen, this is the airspace you can't fly in because we're ready to launch some missiles here. We'll have to see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. But as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, you can see they're already putting together their cheating mechanism, and their cheating mechanism is mail-in ballots and drop boxes. This is how they cheat. So right now, the WHO, the chief of the WHO, Tedros, he is now putting together an emergency meeting of experts to decide if monkeypox outbreak warrants highest level of international health alert, just in time for the election. Now, remember, they tried the bird flu. They pushed that pretty hard. Nobody really bought into it. And once again, do you think people are really going to buy into monkeypox? I doubt it. Monkeypox right now is endemic in Central and West Africa and can be transmitted through physical contact with infected individuals or contaminated materials. Symptoms include skin rashes, fever, muscle aches, and swollen lymph nodes. So I do believe they're going to try to use this. But again, I do believe this is going to fail. And again, if it's a virus, what helps with viruses? Vitamin D3, zinc, and ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. You see, this is why the deep state players never wanted anyone to know that zinc, D3, and especially ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine can cure you of many, many, many types of viruses. Because if people knew that, would it be very, very difficult to unleash a plandemic? Yes, it would. This is why they never wanted the people to know this, because, again, they've told us that they're going to be planning on a lot more of these things, and they're going to become much more deadlier. How would they know if they're becoming much more deadlier unless they're planning on them? Because how can you see into the future, and how do you know what's coming unless you know what's coming? Talk about our health. You guys know I always look out for ways to strengthen immunity and gut health, improve my fitness and metabolism, and enhance my skin and hair radiance. Well, I recently discovered an incredible product brand, Armra Colostrum. It got thousands upon thousands of five-star reviews and really life-changing testimonials from users. Colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life and contains all the essential nutrients our bodies need in order to thrive. Armra Colostrum is a proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum that harnesses over 400 living bioactive nutrients that strengthen the barriers of your body and fuel cellular health for thousands of research-backed health benefits. It strengthens immunity, ignites metabolism, fortifies gut health, activates hair growth and skin radiance, powers fitness, performance, and recovery, and confers powerful anti-aging benefits. Armra Colostrum is premium bovine colostrum concentrate and unlike any other product on the market. It is uniquely optimized for a human health, sustainable, and was developed with the highest integrity from start to finish. We worked out a special offer for my audience. Receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/X22 or enter X22 to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/X22 or just click the link in the description. And that's why they didn't want people stockpiling ivermectin, stockpiling hydroxychloroquine. This is why when Trump mentioned it during the beginning phases of COVID, this is why they had an all-out attack on Trump, because they didn't want people hearing this. They didn't want people knowing about this, because if people knew about it, there'd be no pandemic whatsoever. There'd be no mail-in. There'd be no drop boxes. There'd be no great reset. There'd be no green news scam. All of that wouldn't have happened. And now people see it. Now people understand it. Just like people now understand that Tim Walz is a fake, a phony, and he's part of the criminal syndicate. I think that's very, very clear. And Tim Walz, he is in violation of the Stolen Valor Act of 2013. The penalty, 1 year in jail, and he should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Mr. Guns and Gear put this out on X and said, we can make sure those weapons of war that I carried in war are only carried in war. Tim Walz. What's more disturbing about what Tim Walz says here, Governor Walz never went to war and yet clearly said he did. Governor Walz is a far left gun grabber. He's absolutely right. And basically, falsely portraying yourself as a combat war veteran is a crime. Under the Stolen Valor Act of 2013, that made it a federal crime for an individual to fraudulently hold oneself out to be a recipient of any of several specified military decorations or medals with the intent to obtain money, property, or other tangible benefit. The Stolen Valor Act also criminalized the act of lying to gain unearned veteran health care benefits or other rewards, such as employment reserved for veterans. And right there, that tells you everything you need to know. And if you go back in time, there's a video, and the Calvin Coolidge Project put this out, a video from 2009 shows a veteran confronting Tim Walz's staff over claims that he served in Afghanistan. The veteran said Walz could go to jail for violating the Stolen Valor Act of 2006 for claiming to have served in Afghanistan when he didn't. Did they ever correct it? Absolutely not. So that is very interesting. And actually, as people find this out, it looks like it's pretty much game over for Tim Walz, because with all the information coming out, everyone knows that he completely lied about everything. He's very far left, and everything about him is completely and utterly falling apart. And I do believe this is why the deep state players, Obama and team, actually brought him in, because you give your base the worst of the worst, have the people upset and angry and saying, oh, this isn't going the way I thought it was going, and we need someone else. Now, you don't want your base to vote. You just want to produce the other candidates. You just want to say, you know something? We have other people here. Now, again, they're going to slip them in one way or another, but it'd be pretty cool if they kept in Kamala and they kept in Walz, because once again, this would be a no-brainer for Trump and we the people, because once again, we know from the internal polls, this election is going to be too big to rig. But I do believe that the deep state players, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest and team, they're going to try to give it the old college try, and they're going to try to cheat, and they can't do this with Kamala and Walz. Actually, their entire campaign is falling apart right in front of their eyes. They just need them to be shined up just enough to get them through the DNC. But the other thing that tells you everything you need to know is that CARE Action welcomes Vice President Harris's choice of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as running mate and encourages ticket to chart new courses on Gaza. Paul Sperry responded to this and said, when a terrorist front group per the FBI and DOJ endorses you, that tells you everything you need to know. So let's really look at the 12 facts about Walz's service that nobody can disagree with. Ashley Hayek put this out and said, the CNN fact check correspondent is peddling disinformation, gaslighting you, and straight up lying about Walz's service. Here are the 12 facts about Walz's service that nobody can disagree with. Number one, Tim Walz reenlisted for 6 years in the National Guard on September 8, 2001. That means he obligated himself to serve until September 18, 2007. In 2003, then First Sergeant Walz signed a statement of agreement and certification to attend the United States Army Sergeant Major Academy, where he agreed to serve for a minimum of 2 years after promotion to Command Sergeant Major. On September 17, 2004, then the First Sergeant Walz was frocked to Command Master Sergeant E9 of the 1st Battalion, 125th Field Artillery Regiment. By doing so, he was obligated to serve as a Command Sergeant Major until September 17, 2006. And he still maintained his enlistment contract, which obligated his service through September 18, 2007. In March 2005, Walz and 101 of 125 were notified they would be mobilized and deployed to Iraq. On May 16, 2005, 7 months after assuming his position as the Command Sergeant Major of the 125th, and 2 months after being notified he was going to deploy to Iraq, Walz quit by dropping his retirement papers. This was a full 18 months before the end of his Sergeant Major Academy agreement, at 2.5 years before the end of his enlistment contract. Walz voluntarily signed two contracts to serve our country, went to school on the taxpayer's dime, used the rank of Command Sergeant Major, and quit without completing his full obligated time. He falsely filed paperwork with the Minnesota National Guard to retire as an E9, a Command Sergeant Major, knowing full well he did not meet the obligation to retire as an E9. On September 10, 2005, the Minnesota National Guard discovered that he didn't fulfill his commitment and busted down his retirement rank from E9 to E8. His official retirement grade and rank is E8, a Master Sergeant. Walz cannot claim the title of Command Sergeant, Master Sergeant, I should say. He was only frocked as an E9 and never completed the requirements to be officially promoted to the rank of E9. Walz is lying and cannot claim the title of Command Master Sergeant, as he never met the criteria. Walz referred to himself as a retired Command Sergeant Major in his run for Congress and Governor. This is a lie and stolen valor. Walt has never been to war in a combat zone, as he claims. His only deployment was to Italy for 6 months. Walt claims he couldn't run for Congress while serving in the National Guard while deployed. But that's also a lie. He simply had to file paperwork with the Department of Defense, and he could have run for the political office, as so many other reservists and National Guard have done. In 2008, Twin Cities TV station and the Star Tribune were given the story. It was validated and confirmed, and then the mainstream media did what they always do. They buried the story to protect the radical left. So once again, we can see that this person lied and broke the law. So when you look at this, who would you rather have? A vice president that enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps after 9/11 and was deployed to Iraq, J.D. Vance? Or would you like to have this individual as the vice president, where he quit when his unit was deployed to Iraq and lied about his rank in the National Guard so he could actually reap the benefits of this? So would you rather have this liar, a quitter, a cheat, or someone who actually enlisted because he saw what happened during 9/11? And I think this is a no-brainer, but think about what has been set up right now. Isn't this a mirror of each other? 17 Absolute Redo 76 put this out and said, Walt is being shredded for stolen valor. Meanwhile, Trump chose a VP with a proud and verified record of service. Think mirror. Vance is an exact mirror of Walt. It is pretty obvious to me at this point that Trump knew well ahead of time that Walt was the pick. Game theory. And I do believe he knew this, which is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that we could see is that the Kamala team, they're continually trying to get these streamers, these influencers on board. And every time they approach a very popular streamer, they say, absolutely not. A popular Twitch streamer, Faze Ronaldo, has joined the fray, exposing Kamala Harris and her campaign for allegedly calling him and his team to collaborate on live stream. So they're paying people. They're trying to get people on board. Everything that they're doing is not working. Why? Because it's not a grassroots movement. You can only push this entire campaign so far by paying people. Remember, it's a very small group that they're paying. They're trying to make it look like it's much larger than it really is. This is the way the deep state operates. They use a bullhorn, like the fake news, and they use it to make you think, wow, look how big this is. It's incredible. But in reality, it is not. It's a psyop. And this psyop is coming to an end. It's getting worse and worse as time goes on. And when people see more and more of Baltimore, more and more people see what's happening with Kamala, people start to see it. They start to understand. And when you look at the rallies, a lot of it is AI produced. A lot of it is entertainers, and Kamala and Walt just happen to show up. Some of these people are even paid. Cambry put this out and said, Kamala Harris isn't filling stadiums and exiting the Democrat voter base. Instead, the left holds concerts with super famous musicians and lets Kamala tag along. This is how it works. Trump, he put this out and said, if Kamala has 1,000 people at a rally, the press goes crazy and talks about how big it was, and she pays for her crowd. When I have a rally and 100,000 people show up, the fake news doesn't talk about it. They refuse to mention crowd size. The fake news is the enemy of the people. Absolutely. So right now, Kamala, she's refusing to do interviews, refusing to do a press conference. And Trump, he decided, you know something? I'm going to show the people that, look, I can do a press conference. Nothing's going to be scripted. And I will hold it and I'll do it for over an hour. And this is exactly what Trump did today, which actually shows the people that Kamala is afraid. This is what Trump put out on Truth. He said the following. Kamala refuses to do interviews because her team realizes she is unable to answer questions, much like Biden was not able to answer questions, but for a different reason. He is just plain shot, and she is just plain incompetent. Her policies of open borders, no fracking or drilling for oil in any way, shape, or form, transgender, anything, anti-Israel, but gross incompetent toward getting anything done for the Palestinians, no clue on inflation or the economy, unlimited money to fight foreign wars, and so much more are catastrophic. If she is elected, our country, and indeed the world, will suffer a 1929-style Great Depression. It will be the worst in history, and America will be destroyed. Absolutely. But you have to understand what Kamala is doing right now is part of the strategy. They have this shiny object, and they can't allow her to speak freely because they know it would fall apart around them, and she wouldn't be able to make it to the DNC. So it's pretty obvious why she's done this and gotten away with it. They said the quiet part out loud in a write-up by the mainstream media of why Harris isn't taking questions. So one longtime Harris ally suggests to West Wing Playbook that Harris could hold off on big interviews until after Labor Day. There's really no need, the person said. The voters that she needs are at the local level. They're not reading the national press. So that's very interesting. So they're talking about the local press at the local level. So avoiding the press and going directly to the voters has been a tried and true tactic of many political campaigns going back decades. So their message, of course, can be delivered unfiltered. In the case of Republicans, they often do this to skirt around whatever warp spin the media will put on their appearances, but ultimately, they still interact and take questions from the press. Democrats, on the other hand, they do this because they know they can get away with it no matter how long the time is between their last interview and the next one. Further, though they're not afraid of the national press, for obvious reasons, they do worry that the candidate will veer off script, which was often the case with Joe Biden, which is something Harris handlers are undoubtedly concerned about as well. But it was this quote from the article that inadvertently told the full story, and this is the quote. The voters that she needs are at the local level. They're not reading the national press. The thing about that is that the local press outlets are clamoring for a sit-down interview with her, but she denied them often, including well before Biden's withdrawal from the race. And yet, she won't sit down with them either. And the likely reason is that, unlike the national press, the local media on balance tends to ask more hard-hitting questions. And a befuddled Harris answers would sound a lot like those awful word salads for which she's become known. Kamala Harris knows exactly what she's doing, and the press knows what she's doing and what they're doing. And they both are hoping that people won't notice. But the people are, because the people see it and Trump keeps calling it out. And now she's exposed. Everyone knows that she can't do a sit down. Everyone knows that she can't have a presser. Everyone knows that she will not be able to handle this. And they're trying to use this tactic. Why? Because they need her long enough. They need her to be shiny long enough to get into the DNC and get through this. But I do believe everything's going to be falling apart when this happens. And I do believe that something might happen during the DNC, because once again, what do we have? We have Trump and Scavino letting us know that something might happen. So it looks like Trump and Kamala, they have agreed to a debate. This is going to happen in September. I think there's one on the 4th and the 10th. One's going to be with ABC. Now, once again, we're going to have to see how this happens, because again, if you go back to Biden, he scheduled debates for September 2, and he's no longer here, or maybe he's coming back, or maybe something else is happening. But the other thing that is very, very interesting is that we've come to learn that Biden never really ended his campaign. And maybe this is why Trump and Scavino has been pushing the message out there that Biden might make a comeback. Laura Powell put this out and said, last night, Kamala Harris personally filed an updated statement of candidacy, also known as Form 2, to designate Tim Walz as her running mate. Since she used Biden's personal candidate ID number, which is P800072-2, instead of her own, which is P00009423, the FEC records are convoluted. Her newly filed Form 2 shows up on Biden's personal FEC page. But if you look at the 2024 election cycle, Biden is erased and replaced with Harris, as if he was never, ever running for president. Looking at Biden's campaign committee's FEC record, it's now associated with Biden's and Harris candidacies for president for the period of 2020 and 2022. But that makes no sense, because Harris's presidential run in 2020 was never linked to Biden's, and she ceased her campaign for president in 2020 and did not run again until 2024. Now Harris's personal FEC candidate ID number, P00009423, which is supposed to follow her for all presidential campaigns for life, is somehow linked to Biden's presidential campaign in 2020. Only her vice presidential campaign was ever linked to Biden's, but that is separate from any presidential campaign. The current 2023-2024 FEC record for Biden for president, also known as Harris for president, ID number C00703975, is linked to two presidential candidates. Both are named Kamala Harris. One of these candidates is associated with Harris's candidate ID number P00009423, and the other, Kamala Harris, is associated with Biden's candidate ID number P80000722. The statement of candidacy that Kamala Harris filed on July 29th using Biden's personal candidate ID number, which ends in 722, now shows under Harris's ID number. But last night's filing for the same candidate number, which ends in 722, shows up for the other Kamala Harris, who is running for president. Based on what happened previously, I suspect the FEC will shift these records in the future to make it seem like there aren't so many discrepancies between the names and the ID numbers. Confused? That's because these filings from Harris are irregular. If Kamala Harris had used her own candidate number, like every other candidate in modern history, this wouldn't have been so complicated, but it then would have been difficult to make the case that she's entitled to Biden's war chest. Undoubtedly, these filings are trying to circumvent those pesky campaign finance laws. By the way, since Waltz has never run for president, he doesn't have his own FEC candidate ID for presidential run. According to the logic of Harris supporters, Waltz is equally entitled to any funds from the campaign committee associated with ID number C00703975. And just as Harris felt entitled to file an amended statement of candidacy using Biden's personal candidate ID number because she was the vice presidential candidate, Waltz could do the same using Biden's personal candidate ID number to run for president if he wants to. The Democrats could pass this campaign down in perpetuity without even obtaining the formal agreement of the prior candidate. This reminds me of a system of government that isn't considered anything like democracy. So Biden never ended his campaign, and if they bring someone else in, they can just pass the war chest down and pass this down over and over and over. That is very interesting. So are they setting this up to swap people out, and are they setting it up where they can keep the war chest? It's starting to seem that way. That is very, very interesting. And again, Biden, he didn't end his campaign. Maybe this explains why Trump and Scavino are putting out these messages. This is what Dan Scavino says. Hearing Biden wants back in the race after finally taking some time to realize what his friends did to him, leading up to his dropout letter posted via X on Sunday afternoon. So they keep saying that Biden's coming back in. Well, he never really left. He never ended his campaign. But if you look at the timestamp here, it's 12:06. And that is pointing to a picture of Barack Obama. Up top, it says Sunday morning, the presidential vacation came to an end. Does that mean Obama is now stepping into the light and his vacation being down in the basement, that is coming to an end? And now he's making the move. Will he replace Waltz? Will Michelle come in? Will Hillary come in? Actually, it doesn't matter who they bring in. They're going to be using Biden's war chest because they set this up to use it. So they can bring in anyone. Now, again, if Kamala and Waltz, if they're dead in the water, and I do believe they brought Waltz in because he's a white man with a really, really bad record, I think he's going to want the people in the DNC. Think about what's been happening right now. They tried to shine her up just to get the, you know, the delegates with the virtual roll call. They brought Waltz in, which is like the worst of the worst. He's the worst guy. He's white, easy to replace. When you go to the DNC, can you have the superdelegates swap them out? Because as we approach it, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse for them. This is going to be very, very interesting. But again, they needed to set everything up, so they kept the money. And now, since they can keep the money, they can use the war chest to move forward. So this is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. But what else do we see happening? We see that their cheating mechanism is completely and utterly falling apart around them. Election Wizard on Telegram put this out and said, Trump campaign and the Nevada GOP succeed in having the Nevada Secretary of State remove 90,000 inactive voters from the rolls in Clark County. Rasmussen reports on X put this out and said, memo from the from Michigan, everyone a registered voter. Invalid addresses, 25,000 people. Commercial address, 858. Door not accessible, 10,000. Receives mail as bulk drop, 32,000. Second part of address missing, 229,000. No match of address per USPS, 357,000. Primary number missing or wrong, 92,000. And this list goes on and on and on. So once again, you can see that this is absolutely awful. This has to be cleaned up. And I do believe that's exactly what is happening right now, because they're looking at all this and they're cleaning up the voter rolls. Now, the other thing that we see happening is that out in Georgia, we can see that they cheated in the election. This has been proven already. And the voter rolls, well, they must be cleaned up there. Liz Harrington put this out and said, wow, despite efforts to shut it down by the chairman, SEB 2023-25 lives. 17,852 missing ballots images, 3,930 duplicates, missing documentation for 10 mystery tabulators, all referred to the AG office for further investigation by outside investigators. Trump responded and said, the Attorney General of Georgia must get moving on this. So must Governor Kemp and the Secretary of State. It's Fulton County again. Why aren't they doing this? What is going on? We can't let this happen again. We must win Georgia in 2024. The governor and AG must lead. Now, remember, the Secretary of State, which is Raffensperger, the governor, which is Kemp, they can solve this problem very, very easily. With a stroke of a pen, either of these men could bring these records out into the sunlight for a bipartisan voter examination. But they refuse to do it. Why is that? Because they know they cheated in the election. They were part of it. They're covering it up. The cover-up always gets you. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Glenn Youngkin, who's the governor of Virginia, he announced sweeping election security measures to protect legal voters. He said every legal vote deserves to be counted without being watered down by illegal votes. So this is what his policies include. We use 100% paper ballots with a strict chain of custody. We use counting machines, not voting machines, that are tested prior to every election and never connected to the internet. We do not mass mail ballots. We monitor our drop boxes 24/7. We verify the legal presence and identity of voters using DMV data and other trusted data sources to update our voter rolls daily. Governor Youngkin also removed Virginia from highly controversial ERIC system in 2023. I do believe that we need to get rid of the actual counting systems. Why do we need those? Why can't we just count them? As they come in, you count them, you put it down, you have people standing over. We've done this in the past. Many countries do that today. I don't believe that we need a automated system to count it. I think it's better if we have people seeing exactly what the results are and then count them. Because once again, there's always room for fraud. But again, he's making huge strides into trying to actually mitigate and control the cheating. But I do believe the deep state players, they're going to cheat or try to cheat any way they possibly can. And remember, cheating can be done in many different ways. If the election is too big to rig, not certifying the election, having chaos, trying to bring us to war is another form of cheating. Cyber attacking equipment, election equipment, which is part of the national infrastructure, that is another tactic of cheating. So yes, they have all these things ready to go. And yes, in the end, they will try to cheat. But what's very interesting is we could see the people, they're not on board with this, especially the Democrats. Rasmussen reports put this out on X and said, would you support or oppose your state government doing an audit of voter registration and removing all non-citizens from the rolls? 66% of voters support this. And that's just the Democrats. So right there, you can tell that the Democrats are on board. Add in all the other people, Everyone's on board with this. So since everyone's on board with this and everyone realizes that there's going to be cheating in the next election, the deep state players know this too. And Trump has let us know that we need to make the election too big to rig. And I think he's already signaled that it's very, very close where it is too big to rig, especially if you don't have the candidate where they're not going to get the debased party. If they don't get their party to vote for them, the game is over. Or is it? Because remember, there's different levels and different tactics they use for cheating. And we know that Biden, he's going to be doing a CBS interview, and they gave us a little clip, and the reporter, Robert Costa, asked, are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January of 2025? Biden said, if Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all. I mean, if Trump loses, I'm not confident at all. He means what he says. We don't take him seriously. He means all his stuff about if we lose, there'll be a bloodbath. That's not what Trump was talking about. He wasn't talking about a bloodbath. He's talking about a bloodbath in the auto industry. What Biden is saying is, listen, if he wins, we will stop him. There will be no peaceful transfer of power. Because again, if Trump loses, there is no transfer of power. They just stay in power. It goes to whoever the candidate is. When Trump wins, he's letting us know there will be no peaceful transfer of power. They will not certify. They will create the riots. They will have illegals and others dressed up as Trump supporters. They will create chaos while we're going to war. Think about what Jamie Raskin said, that yes, we're going to start a civil war. The conditions are there. Then we'll use the 14th Amendment on Trump. So right there, you could see this is what they're planning to do because they know they won't be able to win this. This doesn't mean we sit back and we just say, okay, everything's good. No, we go out to the polls. We make it too big to rig. We put as much pressure on them as possible. Patriots Are in Control put this out and said, Trump says he thinks MAGA makes up 75% of the country. You know, if he's saying that, he has the data to back it up, meaning this election is going to be too big to rig. And if they do rig it, they won't get away with it this time. No, they won't. Instead, they'll use chaos. They'll use war. They'll use cyber attacks. They'll use all of that to make sure that he doesn't get into office. But in the end, it's all going to fail. See, people tend to panic in these type of situations. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they already have all of this set up and ready to go. They know that they're planning to do this. They know that they've been planning this for a very long time. Why do you think Trump, the Patriots, why do you think the military is active? Why do you think we're coming full circle? And Trump did mention this, that he could use the military to round these people up. Because again, if we were invaded and these people are destroying the country from within, does the military have the authority to work with the National Guard, to work with local police to round these people up? Absolutely. Think about it, because when the country's attacked and they're trying to bring us into war and they attack the election system, which is the national infrastructure, part of the national infrastructure, when they attack the country from within with other events, maybe those individuals, maybe Iranians or other gang members, the country's under attack, which means the military can be on U.S. soil. And I do believe we are coming full circle. And I do believe all roads lead to Obama. This is where all this is going to lead to. And the American Thinker put this out, and I think this just pretty much sums it all up. And it shows a picture of Trump looking at Obama when Trump was coming into office. And it says, there are times when you are forced to sit next to a racist, an anti-American communist sellout who is destroying the country you love, and you aren't allowed to say anything. All you can do is stare and plan for the day that person is brought to justice. Trump knew, and he did know. And now he will be bringing them to justice. And Trump, he put this out and he says, we are living in a pro-criminal atmosphere. It will end on November 5th. The criminal syndicate, when the people vote and they send Trump the message, we want the country back from this tyrannical criminal syndicate, this is when it all ends. And very interestingly, Trump, he retruthed something from Patriot for Life on Truth. And It says, there is no in between. You are either a patriot or a traitor to America. And put up a meme and it says, where we go one, we go all. We the people from sea to shining sea. Let freedom ring, patriots. It is your time. If America falls, the world falls. United we stand. God bless you all. Q plus. This is from post 2039. Q plus is the president. And Trump retruthed it, which lets us know we are in the final battle. If America falls, it's the end of everything. But I believe the counterinsurgency is working. I do believe the counterinsurgency is going to work. And when the people send that message to Trump, Trump will then make the move and start going after all the criminals, because he will have the military behind him. He will have the most important part, the people behind him. And the people are going to send that message and say, it's time to take back this country. It's time to actually remove these people and put them into prison for the crimes that they have committed. And I do believe it's going to happen. Why? Because the patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.